don't know if it was relieved. I mean, like, we're kind of building towards next year, and I'm trying to get small messages across. Like, it's not going to be an overnight fix. I know it's disappointing for the fans and for the lads who are playing and that, but we're trying to build something, and that takes time. But look, I'm delighted with the one, and I'm more delighted for the boys and everybody around the club and the fans more than me.
0-0 at half time, Patrick. Were you satisfied at the interval, and were you satisfied with the first half performance?
I think we were in total control. Thought we controlled the first half. I know they hit the crossbar from our mistake, but we should have been 1-0 up. I think Aaron McLaughlin missed a great chance, and I said to the boys at halftime and full time, it's probably the most comfortable I've felt on the sideline, because it felt like we were in control, which is what we're trying to get there, especially if we want to be successful.
Three goals scored by your side at half time. Patrick, Owen Brogan coming off the bench, getting a goal. Benny getting another goal for his Van Harp's career. And that man, he got contender for goal of the season a number of weeks ago. He got the first goal last night, young Gavin McAteer.
He's a special talent, Gavin. Just trying to tweak the other side of the game for him, and to be fair, he's responded. He's really, really working hard, and he's out of possession stuff. There's no doubt about Gavin and possession at all. Serious talent, but not delighted with all the goals. We just made a small tweak at half time and put we were playing Gavin as like a false nine, and then we moved him to the right and put Aaron through the middle, and luckily that's where the goal comes from, and with Gavin coming off the side. So we're delighted.
You used the words next season. How satisfying is it for a manager of a team when you have a substitute coming off the bench and he scores a goal? I'm sure it's kind of like he's knocking on your door and he's reminding you, and he's taking his chances when he comes off the bench, and that's obviously Owen Brogan.
I said this to the boys, like, I want headaches, I want problems. That means you're doing your jobs. The day when I'm standing and there's no argument of why you're not playing, then we're in trouble. So as a manager, I want issues. I want people giving me a headache. So to be fair to Brogy, he's done really well for me, really well. Gives everything he has, and he's obviously been out of the team for a couple of games, and just shows you a bit of character about somebody when they can come on and attack a free kick and put it over the line. So there's questions and answers, and I'm finding out a lot about a lot of people too.
In terms of the club, lots of work going on off the field, as you know yourself, Patrick, over the last few weeks. Lots of work going on the training ground as well. You're trying to put your stamp on things coming in a number of weeks ago. How difficult in terms of results has it been for you? I'm sure in terms of work rate and what you're seeing, it has been quite pleasing. But in terms of results, I'm sure it has been difficult.
I suppose coming in, there was a clear picture and a clear message on what my job was. I knew what I was signing up for. I knew they were in a bad moment. I knew they were struggling. Obviously, as a manager, you don't set up every week. They go out and get beat. So it has been frustrating in that part. But as long as I see the progression for this season now on the young players and people that's going to be here, then I'm absolutely delighted with that. And I can't fault any of the players, to be honest. They've given me absolutely everything. And they're doing their best, so I love being in the job. Absolutely love working with them. So no, I can safely say I'm not too hard on them. I'm not too hard on myself at the situation where we're just trying to get better right now.
This is a question I ask all young managers. We've all watched you playing on big European nights, playing for Dundalk and Derry City. What's the main change? There'll be a lot of changes, Patrick, but what would be the number one change from managing a team opposed to playing on a team?
Well, I suppose number one, it's out of your control. You can have all the ideas and set up all the tactics and do all the coaching you want, but as a player, it's in your control, and when you're managing on the side, it's down to the lads. So, but look, it's always something that I wanted to do, and I love it, like, to be honest. And it helps when you have a great bunch of lads and young lads who want to learn and want to get better. And but it's not like playing, but it's similar enough.
Brilliant stuff. Patrick, just before I let you go, Longford Town is the next opposition for you guys. Fan Park just coming Friday night. Obviously, Longford are playing tonight. You may have one eye on that encounter. In terms of injuries and personnel and availability, it's probably a little bit early yet, but is there a number of injuries from last night, or is it a clean bill of health coming up the road from Wexford?
No, it looks okay. There's nothing sinister anyway, thank God. So, we have Longford next game and then 3 days after, so it'll be worth a watch tonight for sure and do a bit of homework. But, that's what we have to do. That's part of the job, and I would do that regardless. So I'll have a wee eye on it tonight.
Patrick McElhinney, thank you for joining us, and hail really weekend sport, and best of luck for Friday night.
Thank you. Thanks.